This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
216-474-0092
is the number. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Where are we getting this from that the NBA is boring, and do you agree?
Well, Draymond Green seems to think so.
Okay.
Don't know that I agree with him completely. Sam didn't think so. Sam Amico, who is just with us from HoopsWire.com.
Yep.
But during the All-Star weekend and all that, Draymond was talking about some things, All-Star Media Day. Mm-hmm. And I think this idea was put in his head because he saw an interview recently that the late Kobe Bryant did before he passed away, obviously. Mm-hmm. Passed away in 2020, and it was sometime before then. And Kobe called the game at the time accidental basketball.
What does that mean?
It meant, and if you think about this, Kobe said in the interview that he had done, it's all penetrate and pitch. So think about the way like Golden State played, you know, during their heyday. Think about the way the Cavs sometimes play and other NBA teams. It's all penetrate. So you're driving to the basket, double teams collapsing on you. You're pitching to the open man out behind the three-point line, right?
Or underneath the hoop. Draymond found himself in a lot. I'm just thinking back to the finals against Cavs. For some reason,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I know. But they would find themselves. There always just seemed to be one guy that was open and big and able to take it to the hoop with no defense.
I think they're talking about the game in the last 5 or 6 years because I think it's even gone more this way. And Kobe, again, it's all penetrate and pitch. You may make the shot, you may not. And I think that's where I'm trying to figure it out. I think that's what they mean by accidental basketball. Hey, you got your open three. All right, well, you're either going to make it or you're not, which kind of is basketball anyway. Mm-hmm. But Draymond said that Kobe couldn't have been more right. And then Draymond kind of pointed to a game that he recently played against LeBron. Now, keep in mind, they're both clients of Clutch Sports and heavily involved with each other here.
Right.
So that might be part of this. Mm. But he said LeBron notorious for finding weaknesses and exploiting them in a defense, according to Draymond. And then he said every possession against LeBron is some type of a chess move. You don't get that too often in the NBA today. You just don't get it on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. I think it's very boring. Now, keep in mind, how did this type of game really come about? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Didn't Golden State kind of spearhead this whole movement?
Yeah, 100%.
And we saw it as they reached the finals, you know, year after year, and they won three against the Cavs. To me, that's where it kind of started. Was they were jacking up threes and doing it really well, a lot better than anybody else, and not being afraid to take just about any shot out there on the floor. But Draymond summed it up by saying, you don't want to be one of those teams. He said, you want to be one of those teams that isn't playing an accidental game. That's the challenge. And I can see that. Hey, we got the open three. Now keep your fingers crossed that we can hit a three-pointer. rather than, you know, working the ball inside, more motion, easier looks at the hoop, all that. I don't know that the game is boring. I just think that, and it's, I think they're stuck. And if you want to know the truth,
yeah,
you know, the games in the 80s, oh my God, people hated those. Hey, we won 80, 85, 83 tonight. Great.
So what's the best way to play the game?
We're up and down the floor, and we're throwing elbows at each other, and we're hanging on to each other and everything else.
Yeah, maybe more physical. I could do that.
But the up and down like crazy, where nobody's playing any defense, and you're just jacking up threes like crazy, I do find that game boring. I really do.
I'm not a big fan.
At the pro level, I don't like it.
And guys that don't come back and play defense drive me nuts too. Although you don't see that. I remember
they're not closing out on the 3-point line.
No, they don't. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I will say this. Do the Cavs not feel like they're not a part of what you're talking about? I mean, they move the ball. They're fun to watch.
Oh, without question. But they also shoot a lot of threes, which is okay. They get a lot of really good looks. But that makes it the accidental three, or the accidental game. I'm assuming that that's what they're thinking about.
But they also have the ability to bring the ball down low.
Well,
and
without
question.
And
that's why it's not, I don't feel, like when we
Darius
were watching
is good
the Warriors.
To get into the basket, so's Donovan, and Evan has an inside game.
When the Warriors, is it fair to say the Warriors started this trend? Can I say that?
I kind of think that. If you want to know the truth, it goes way back to Doug Moe, back when Doug Moe, the former coach of the Denver Nuggets and former North Carolina basketball player, Doug was fun because his was the only team playing it like crazy. They were going up and down and up and down and up and down, and they're scoring points like crazy. And they were sometimes successful and sometimes not. They never won a title.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just trying to think back. I mean, Paul Westphal was kind of that way with the Suns, too, weren't they? I mean, they were putting tons of points on the board.
Yeah, I think, you know, Doug Moe started it, and at the time, it was something fun. If you want to surprise yourself, maybe, go look up scoring from, like, the 1960s in the NBA. He scored a lot of points. A lot of points.
Was it lack of defense? Because I don't remember seeing any highlights from those. So.
It wasn't the physical type of defense that took over the game in like the, you know, the 80s. But it's just, I understand what Draymond is saying about it being a boring basketball game. I think one of the beauties of basketball is, you know, watching a motion offense, watching getting guys loose underneath for easy looks. I mean, real easy looks. Like 75% to 80% shots instead of, hey, we have an open three. If we're doing really well, we're hitting 39%. You know, I just watching teams that aren't great and shooters that aren't great putting up threes to me is boring.
You know, it's funny as you say that, like, and I just went back and said Paul Westfall, right? And what he was able to do in Phoenix, probably early 90s. And so I started looking, and so I just looked up what was their average points per game back then.
105?
113. Mm. But still, that's not, I mean, that seems light compared to now, right? I mean, everybody puts 113 on the board.
Teams are scoring like crazy right now.
And they only shot 36% from three-point. So
there are three teams averaging over 120 points a game right now. So if you're averaging over 120, what's that mean? It means you're scoring 130 more often than you'd think.
Yeah, I don't think the game is as boring as, and maybe that's because I'm cap-centric.
The lowest scoring team is scoring 104 points a game. Orlando.
Does that need to be corrected? I don't think it does.
No, but it.
How do you deviate from excessive three-point shooting then? How do they change that?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I feel like the Celtics, over half of their shots are threes per game. 48 compared to 90 overall shots per game. So they're taking 42 two-pointers a game and 48 threes. You know, how can you beat them? Well, stop the three. You got them beat. But, you know, who can do that? That's the catch.
I don't know. I think about the Cavs now, and I just don't want them to change anything.
Why would you?
I don't. Yeah. No, not, there's no reason at all. I just, like, and I didn't know that. I just wonder the sustainability of this. Like, it feels like it's got legs, doesn't it? The way they're playing, the way they put these guys together.
Sam just
they
said
tweaked
something.
It a little bit, yeah. You know, to make it better this year. It doesn't feel like it's a, hey, and this is not a knock on LeBron. Nothing about this feels like we really need this one guy to step up to win a game. They don't. They've got four guys that can do that. Four or five now, maybe.
I just said the lowest scoring team in the league is averaging 104.5 points a game, I think. The Orlando Magic.
Yep.
I just, for giggles, clicked back 10 years ago. In 2015, the fourth leading team scoring-wise in the NBA scored 104 points a game.
That was number four?
That was number four. And now it would be dead last. 10 years ago, the Toronto Raptors scored 104 a game, and they were fourth in the NBA in scoring. Orlando is just above that right now, and they're dead last in scoring. Leading team in the league was 110 points a game for the Golden State Warriors. That was 10 years ago.
I just don't feel like the game's boring right now. But then again, I'm watching the Cavaliers every night, right?
Well, and this is, so may I say?
Yeah.
Our perspective here in town might be slightly skewed. 10 years ago, the Golden State Warriors led the league in scoring at 110 points a game. And right now, there are only seven teams in the league scoring fewer points than that.
It kind of reminds me of...
It's just up and down, kick it out, hit the threes.
You know what it reminds me of? The night... I know this sounds a little dated, but like, what was it? 94 baseball strike, and everybody after that, you know, the Indians were playing really well when they came back, and like, we were on an island. The rest of the league was really struggling.
Oh, yeah.
Fans weren't going to the games, but yet we would sit here in Cleveland, and we'd be like, oh, there's nothing wrong with the game. Everything's perfect. This is great. Like, we just shot past the strike, and it didn't mean anything, but the rest of the league was in a different world. I kind of feel like the Cavs are in that different world maybe than the rest of the league right now because of the way they're playing. And it's not, I mean, it's not to say that the Celtics or Knicks or, you know, the Pacers or Bucks, whatever, those teams could rise up as soon as the playoffs start. I just feel like we're in like a different, I don't want to say stratosphere. I just think that the way they play the game compared to some of the things that we're talking about, maybe the things that Draymond thinks make it boring, just aren't hitting home here. Fair?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a very different world here. You know, Cavs are doing everything right.
Draymond thinks the game is boring. Is the game boring? I'll ask you that. You tell me when we come back here in a second. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.